You had COVID.
Yeah.
'74. Yeah, boy.
You ready?
We are ready, Andy. Let's start.
All right, good morning. Right at 9 o'clock, April 18th, 2023. We'll get jumping into the agenda. First, I guess, just so we can get that out of the way, I know Mr. Crispin's in attendance today. I didn't know if he had anything that he wanted to bring up, if his schedule needed him to get out soon or not, so.
I just thought there was going to be breakfast for the day.
Well, you were supposed to bring it.
Oh, I see.
You missed that memo?
Next time. I just pop in and, did you get my emails?
With the closures?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just, it's coming.
Yeah.
And, yeah, signs are up already, and it's going to be.
We've already had some people calling in asking about it.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
So.
Why are the signs sideways?
Pardon me?
The signs are sideways.
Oh, yeah, are they on the springy things? Is that?
I haven't actually seen the signs yet myself. I just know they were up.
Yeah, I think I saw one that was kind of listing a little bit. Yeah.
But I've already, the fire department's well aware of it. Everyone's well aware of it. We just have to deal with it. Because from what my understanding is, it'll be open to the school on 201, correct?
Correct.
So, you know, we'll have to.
From the south.
From the south.
From the south.
Yeah, from the. So, essentially from north of the entrance.
Right. It'll be dealing with
Aggenbrock, it'll be closed.
So, I mean, we have the Dayton Brandt route we can take up and around, or we can go on up. Yeah, Pisgah. We have a lot of different options. We just need to. The big thing we'll do is have them note in our system and stuff the range, so we know like north of 7220 that you have to go a different route. We've done that for all of our different closures, like on 40 and things like that. But getting to the school from the south is a big benefit to us, because if we have a medic run there, we have a fire run there, we'll still be able to get quick times in there. So,
who's doing that work?
Bruns, St. Henry.
They're going to do the road?
Yeah, they're doing the road and then doing, put the asphalt down for our track as well.
Wow.
And some of the parking lot, I think. Huh?
They don't have a sub for that. They're doing it yourself.
I believe so.
The ODOT guy said that they do a lot of road work north of like St. Henry's, their headquarters for Bronx, which I didn't
know.
I thought they were outside of Troy, but he said
they don't do a lot of road work down here, but they do a
lot of road work up north.
That's
what
the ODOT guy said. Yeah. Also, could have been making that up too. Yeah. You never know with ODOT. Yeah. Todd Bird's supposed to give me that information about that additional parking lot you need.
Oh, that rear extension there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might remind him, so I can be planning on that.
Well,
so it's all looking good, though? You guys are pleased with the progress and everything?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. It's really coming together.
That's awesome.
Now. Yeah, yeah. It's exciting. The north end is ahead of the south end of it, so we're hoping that we might be able to at least maybe get an early move to the north
end. Wow.
But we'll see. But yeah, so far so good.
And the plan is fall of 20 of this year that kids will move in there, right?
Yeah.
No, you closed it. It wasn't connecting.
Meaning August.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
July 31st is the substantial completion date. And,
right.
When we technically get the keys, so.
Great.
It may be put off till then. So we may look at a delayed start for our elementary. We'll just wait and see.
Okay. Awesome. That's exciting.
It is very exciting. Lots to do.
That's
new building. First new building, freestanding building for the district in
105 years.
Yeah. A long time.
Yeah, no
kidding. So, good stuff. So let us know if you need anything. Sorry we're making a mess, but glad it's getting done. And get done early.
It's gonna be closed the entire 2 weeks, or they're just doing it 2 weeks to be safe?
The closure's gonna be for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And the restrictions for those 2 weeks, and then it'll be back open, but there'll still be more work
for
another couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Let us know if there's anything we can do on our end. Other than that, we're just hoping for good weather and they knock it out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Watch it rain, so.
Hey, come on now. Yeah, we've been lucky so far, really.
Yeah, oh no, the weather's been amazing.
Yeah,
so.
Good fortune.
Awesome. You guys have anything else for me?
I don't.
Well, thanks for letting me pop in.
Hey,
and
thanks for
you're welcome
in.
To stay. I just wanted to see if...
Yeah, you can stay, too. It's super exciting.
Great. Well, that'll keep me from doing some work.
All right, there you go. Okay, first thing on the agenda is Archive Social. Me and Debbie had a presentation from them the other day. What kind of sparked this is, I guess there's been more and more people doing public records requests just for the sheer joy of doing public records requests on people's social media accounts. So, are the township's social media accounts. Twitter, all the ones, you know, as far as that goes. And the archive tools that Facebook has are not necessarily very good as far as searchability.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not very good as far as when things get changed. Like, someone goes in and has a post and they edit that post, there's no like metadata showing that that post was then edited to say something else.
Right.
Your record would just show the edited version.
Right. Okay.
So to speak. So what this Archive Social does is it edits things real time as they're posted on social media. Or it archives, that doesn't edit, I'm sorry, used the wrong word. It archives real time. Everything, every edit, every post, every thing that's on there. And even as far as within the account, every message that's received and every message that's sent. So that you can say, yes, we responded to this person, or no, they never responded to us.
Right.
It's getting around to the point where they're doing these public records requests and filing lawsuits because they have their own screenshot at a given time and say,
gotcha.
You didn't give us any.
Gotcha.
And for instance, this Archive Social allows us, or allows the user, not us, we're not a user, to use keywords to search for things. So let's say we got a public records request for everything that has to do with annexation to the city of Huber Heights. It's pretty easy to go through our records and find things, but not necessarily easy to go through social media and find every post that had to do with annexation. You could type in annexation, comma, Huber Heights. You could, you know, put several keywords in there to be able to get your results back. So, for instance, we had posts about the annexation to New Carlisle, and we had posts about the annexation to Huber Heights. So you could narrow that search down by additional keywords. And it does that with all the social media accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the presentation. We got some views of what it did, how it worked. It's a very robust program. But it's pricey. So what am I missing?
Mm-hmm. I think you said that it archives everything. So, and that's what everybody's concerned about now, not having records of that too, if we're asked or in a lawsuit that we need to produce them. And we thought the lower price plan was okay.
Do you remember? I don't have the price.
I think it was $500 or something.
Yeah, it's like $500, like $6,000 a year.
Yeah,
so it's expensive.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's, you know, in this day and age with everything that's happening. You know, with the two conferences that I've just went to in the last month, cybersecurity and doing things like this, you know, we're all lacking in
local governments.
Yes.
Far behind.
Yes. And the different things that have happened to different townships because they didn't know what was going on and they wipe everything and then they hold it for ransom.
Yeah.
And if you want it back, they're paying it.
Right.
For ransoms, so anyway, this was just something that we saw the presentation. We think it's a good idea. It gives us a lot more, CYA.
Mm-hmm. So does it include emails or just?
No, social media.
Just social media. And we're responsible for producing information for that from public records requests?
Yes, because it's your information. If you got a site that's considered a township site, then it's considered part of your documents. And there's I don't have it with me, but there's an even ORC reference to that now that mm-hmm. says that it's those electronic forms of communication are included as part of your public records.
Wow.
So okay. That's what's hemming people up mm-hmm. in the whole thing.
He's going to call us back this afternoon because he knew we were talking to you today.
And basically, then, sorry, basically that was to just give you the first blush.
Right.
To see if that's something we're interested at all. We didn't want to do a deep dive into what it could do and not do. I mean, we had a 45-minute, I think, presentation before, which was kind of the overview of what it is. And we said, well, before we reschedule a deep dive or see if we're even, let's see if that's even an interest to our decision makers.
Right.
So that's kind of where we're at.
And he could do a Zoom at our meeting.
Correct.
To help explain it.
How many public records requests are we getting?
I can't give you an exact answer, but we've probably had half a dozen to a dozen
this year.
And
oh, really?
Generally, they're for a recording or for minutes or for something along those lines.
Yeah. Or any, you know, when you or any one of the trustees ask for specific documents and things we need to go with that, you know, records from behind. That's technically a public records request.
An internal public record.
Internal one. So.
Well, I mean, I'm only aware of the one we've got.
We've had several for like media recordings and different
things.
And some
people do things for statistics in like the township world, the state, whatever, for different things. They're looking for payroll things. So you'll get, I'll
we
get
generally
these.
Get one of those a year,
yeah.
A big one.
A big one, or I have to do a...
What about for the social media posts and stuff?
I've never given anybody anything for social media.
And I'm not sure anybody really realizes that they
can ask it. Yeah.
Ask it until...
So we don't have any of those requests at the moment.
Well, let's say we got the public records request. What was the last one for? And I'm drawing a blank.
Or any communication between any of us with D.A. Bowman.
Okay, so let's just say that that would have included any informational items that was published by us, too.
Right.
So if we put anything on our social media site, that should have been included in that public records request. Now, whether we gave it or not is a different story, and that's where you get challenged. They say, well,
yeah.
I know you had this post.
Right, and you didn't show
And you didn't
it.
Give
yeah.
this to us.
Yeah.
Well, that request asked for...
That's specifically communication.
Their
right, but if it would have asked for
right.
and or any and all...
Anything.
Yeah.
Most people don't ask for that because they can go look at it.
Well, you can't go look at that. That's the beauty of this one we felt is that sometimes after a while, things disappear on Facebook. You don't see comments. They go away.
Or you have to go so far back.
Far deep. And this... All you have to do is search a word, and it'll.
I think
because it archives everything.
Where we would get in trouble is if. So I don't delete anybody ever on the Face Township Instagram or Facebook. But if I did, if Mike got on there and made an inflammatory, rude comment, and did it several times, and then I would block him, which I'm not allowed to do. But if I did. Or I could delete his comments. Then he could come back and say, look, I said this and you got rid of it, and you're not allowed to do
well,
that.
One of the things we found out is if you block someone, it automatically removes all their comments.
Exactly. Right. So if I block, right. If
and
I
they
block,
don't come back if you unblock them.
Right. Whereas these guys would have it. So,
yes.
Yeah. So he gave a couple of case examples. One was from a police department down in Florida, and they had a guy who was on there making some... comments that violated the use policy for profanity and everything else. So they blocked him. It deleted all of his comments. they had a public records request for all those comments. If what they said was, this was a good case request because they were able to provide all those comments to say they're part of our public record, they just don't show up on the electronic messages anymore.
Right.
Because he was saying, you've deleted all of our comments, all of my comments, so therefore that's a violation of the Open Records Act.
Yeah.
So with the Archive Social, they were able to go back and produce all those ones.
Right.
You can search it through user, you can search it through keyword, mm-hmm. multiple things.
Right.
Another case example he gave was somewhere in Phoenix, I think, or something like that, where this lady was going on there. She was a county council member or something like that, and was going on there and posting a bunch of things and then turning around later on and then editing them.
Oh.
And that was a actual lawsuit that got determined because she was altering that public record, and I think it was, they settled for like $40,000 or something, like it said, out of court. They just did an out-of-court settlement with the person.
Wow.
But that's the problem, is that people are just doing it to request them now, not because they really want the information.
So they can get you.
But they say, so they can get you. And that was happening for a while. Oh, what was that on? About probably 8 or 10 years ago, people were sending in public records requests, knowing full well you did not have this public record. And then turned around and filed a lawsuit on it. That's why the state of Ohio determined that there was, now that's kind of the nice thing, there's a $10,000 cap per request on public records now. So like, if I go, and I've thought about doing this, because I went to request some public records from Harrison Township, because when I was there employed, I was paying in the PERS. PERS doesn't have a record of that. So I went to request my payroll records, which they say are supposed to be kept permanently, but they don't have them. And so it used to be I could file a lawsuit for up to $10,000 for every single one that I know they didn't have. Now they've changed it to a $10,000 cap. So I'm still thinking about doing that against them, because it cost me like 4 years of PERS, 5 years of PERS.
Wow. Against me.
Not you.
I was going to say, I didn't have your PERS. We got your PERS.
Do we carry insurance that covers this cyber?
We do have cyber, but I don't know if it covers us under the public record.
That's one of the things that at the conference they told us that we need to go to whoever we have our insurance with and talk about it and ask for certain things that are not in, because when initially came out and they put these cyber things in, it doesn't cover everything that it really should. So we
should ask.
Yeah, we're going to check our OTARMA policy.
To see what exactly.
I know it has cyber coverage. They added that a few years ago. But I don't know if it needs the level that they're suggesting from Debbie's conferences. So we're going to compare the two.
Yeah, I mean, I would ask if our insurance would cover this, if it's $10,000 per total.
Yeah, now, the cyber is different than the public records.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
So I would ask them about the public records.
Anywhere between coverage for everything else, the public records and everything, people are being insured between $2 and $3 million. That's for the local governments. That's what they think they need. They've had cases where they came in and it was a library system up in wherever, Cleveland, somewhere up there, and it was 70 libraries lost everything. And they held them for ransom. And that means that it was payroll week. Couldn't
right.
payroll. It had everybody's payroll records because they took everything.
Yeah.
They shut down every computer, every electronic, everything
right.
was shut down. They immediately called police, and they say don't let your IT people do anything when it first goes down, and you get that because
it's
there's
probably
things
them.
That they can get in there and get before you touch it, I guess. Anyway, it took them 2 weeks and a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money to get it all back. But anyway.
So bottom line on this first one is, are we interested in it? I mean, I think there's an interest, but it's a cost-benefit type of thing.
Right.
I mean,
I would see if our insurance covers public records requests.
Yeah, got that noted.
Because even if that's an extra $1,000 a year on a rider, so
right.
cheaper than $6,000 a year. And
is the $500 conditional on anything? Like how? I mean, we're not a huge.
So they have different tiers.
Tiers.
That's the low tier.
We thought we would be fine with the $500 one, and that archives. Our
existing
media, it archives it. So even if we had $1,000 cybersecurity, I mean, on this side, that's not archiving social media.
Right, right. No, I know that they're different.
So they have different tiers, to answer your question, and that covers like up to 10 social media accounts, blah, blah, blah.
So it's not based on how many posts are done or anything like
correct.
That?
Yes.
The number of accounts.
It's just the number of accounts. All right, well, we'll check on that and revisit this. I just wanted to see if there was...
Would you like them to come explain it more with all of you there, or you want us just to go to the second level and... ask more.
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is we got to check to see if we have that sort of coverage already. Not the archiving.
Right, no.
But if it's not archived and someone files a suit, do we have that coverage in our liability insurance?
Right.
Because if we do, then it's already, I mean, it's kind of a twofold thing. I mean, we won't be able to provide it.
Right.
And since we can't provide it, then there could
they
be a
have
lawsuit.
The option to go for a lawsuit.
So, I mean, there's a twofold thing. Do we want to be able to provide it, or do we say you should have saw it when it was on there? I mean...
Yeah.
I'd like to know about the insurance.
Sure. Okay. We can do that, and we'll tell them when they call today, you know, that we're checking on some other options. And I think here, once again, this is the first blush at a company that does this. I don't know
right.
if there's other companies or not. We just wanted to see if there was interest before we proceeded further. So we'll do some checking.
Okay.
I sent out yesterday a little later than I wanted to. I apologize for that. I got my garage door started not working. My furnace started not working this weekend. So I now have a brand new fancy thermostat at my house.
Nice.
So, you got this yesterday late, so I don't know if you had time to review some of my changes. To give you a little bit of history on how this went. We had to cut it short the first time. Someone had to leave, I don't remember who that was. Me and Julie had talked afterwards, I had noted some changes. I've done some of those changes based on my notes. It was a while ago, Julie, so I probably missed some. How I worked out this, and I explained it in the email, was the yellow is stuff that I kind of fixed or added. The green is still things I think we need to really work out discussion topics. And then the other stuff is just normal print. So, there you go.
All right.
I have a few comments.
Sure.
I'm going to start with the other ones, but... first of all, I like the format of this
much better.
I like the changes that you made. It seems to flow better. So here's a couple of my comments. It's under the agenda section.
Okay, so that would be fine here.
I see online, so I'm not sure.
That's okay.
But anyhow, I was hoping that...
The regular meeting's agenda session?
On the agenda in general.
Okay.
It says that we'll post on the website, but can we say that we're going to do it at least 24 hours before, because that's kind of what we've been doing?
Absolutely.
Or we'll try to, or something like that. It says immediately, which I'm assuming at the... Is that the meeting? It'd be like a printout of it, I think. Yeah, it kind of listed, it and then said a printout will be... I don't know what page is it.
The agenda will be available immediately prior to the beginning of the meeting to any member of the public or the media and will be posted on the Bethel Township Miami County website. And you would like to say that 24 hours in advance.
Yes. So I don't know if those are two separate things. That's what I'm saying. Oh, no, the first line is a written agenda, so that's...
Oh, there it is.
Right.
Okay.
It's at the bottom of the...
I got it.
Page.
Yeah, I got it. I just trying to track it down. Sorry. So I think, just to clarify that, because I want to make sure I get this all kind of right. So the immediately prior to the beginning of the meeting is the ones that we put over there that people can come in and grab.
Okay, so that's not the first line that says the written agenda?
I know. The agenda will be available immediately prior to the beginning of the meeting to any member of the public or to the media, and will. So that probably should be a period there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the second sentence goes with the first sentence. That's the written one?
Yes.
Okay.
And maybe that should say, this agenda will be available, instead of saying the, that probably should say this, because it includes like that prior sentence.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then the...
Every attempt will be made to post it 24 hours ahead of the meeting on the Bethel Township Miami County website. About that, for the third sentence then.
I'm sorry, can you...
No. Yes. Every attempt will be made, or, I don't know, that sounds a little drastic. We're saving somebody's life.
Generally speaking, it will be available.
I mean, I guess maybe you could also say, I'm wordsmithing now. The goal of the township is to post.
Yeah, that's good.
It's very hard for you to talk about what we're doing right now.
I'm afraid.
Well, you don't need every single one we're saying.
I know.
The goal of the township will be to post.
It's just changes being made to the document.
Dot, dot, dot. 24 hours prior to the meeting.
Then you have the document, so you know. Right.
Okay, what else you got?
Well, then the next sentence after that says the agenda will also be posted at the site of the meeting. So is that the same thing as the first one?
That was actually probably left over from my original one, because we don't actually post it at the site of the meeting.
We don't hang it on the door.
Yeah.
Okay, so my next comment was on the... Mm-hmm. Who can bring items to a work session? Or that's that whole, not who, but that whole section on...
Yeah, so I added that yellow, bringing the items to the work session, because it basically kind of worded before, like the only people that could bring items to the work session was staff or trustees. And...
Right, I'm not disagreeing with what's there, but
okay.
I don't think that I think anybody should be able to bring it, and it should not be, it should not be able to be rejected by anybody, right, unless it's totally inappropriate. So I don't know, I just don't like the, I didn't like the way it was worded that,
but they submit it to me, and then I would decide whether a workshop or regular
business meeting. Wait, there's two adjustment or altering. There's one under the regular meeting one, looks like, and then there's one under the workshop. So which one are we on?
Bringing items to a work session.
Okay, so
before
adjustment.
Before we had kind of said that anybody could bring anything to a work session, right? That's kind of the point, is
mm-hmm.
to discuss items that are concerns or mm-hmm. things that people have. So... So it just seems like it should not be rejected.
Well, I don't think it I don't think this means it's being rejected. I think the purpose in that sentence is to say that if we have so many items that we have to take care of ongoing ones, and maybe one would have to, if we had so many, we'd have to wait to a next meeting. Not that we would never discuss it. It just maybe, I don't take that to mean that.
And I was trying to think about it from a practical standpoint, Julie. Like, I'll get vendors sometimes that say, hey, we want to come in and talk to you about your insurance renewal. Let's just say that. And I'm like, well, we've got a ton of stuff on this one, you know, on this upcoming agenda. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I don't know, you know, you'll be at this meeting for a long time. Do you want to go to this one, or do you want to go to the next one? I mean,
okay, that I don't have a problem with. It's just, I mean, maybe the wording is just confusing then, because it says we'll make a determination on the item. So that sounds like a decision. Determination. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe
is this under the
I'm bringing the items to a work session.
Oh, we're down to the work session one? Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought we were still on the other one. Okay.
I didn't read it that way. I mean, I got the part about if when time allows, I'm okay with that.
So if we took that one out. Well,
can we just take that part?
So that part of it is if an employee would like to bring an item to the work session for discussion. That's what specifically gives that one.
I don't see nothing wrong with what you got.
So that first one, Julie, is just if an employee wants to bring an item to a work session.
Okay, but I still...
You don't think it should go through him and him decide whether it can go on that particular agenda? I mean...
I'm not talking about which agenda.
No, I mean, what that specifically says, if one of the employees of the township wants to bring something to it, I'll make a determination whether or not that employee, whether or not that's a warranted session to bring before the trustees. I mean, that's what that is. You know, if they submit a request in writing that says they want, I'm trying to stick something frivolous that they would want to come and talk about.
Chainsaw repair.
You know, whatever it is. And I said, look, that's not something I'm going to waste their time with. You know, that's just one of the employees. That's not a public, not a vendor, not anything else. That's just one of the inside employees. Or I say, I can handle this. There's no reason to put it on the agenda for you guys to view.
Right.
That's why that's there. So I was misunderstanding your thing before, but once again, it's your guys' policy, so however you want it.
So having the conversations like that, I don't think is a bad thing, because maybe it is something that you can do, and but I think they should still have the right to bring it to us if that's what they truly want. Right? I mean, that's...
How do you feel? I, on the other hand, don't. I mean, that's just for me as the administrator themselves. You know, I don't want things to be bogged down when maybe you get a disgruntled employee or something along those lines who just wants to keep bringing things that we've already talked about or already addressed or something to the board on a regular basis. I'm just talking this through. You know, in general, if someone would want to bring something to the thing, in general, I would say, not a problem. But that gives me that out to say, look, this is being ridiculous now.
Well, I don't think it stops really the employee to, if they want the trustees to know something, that they can't contact any one of these at any given time. I mean, it's not like I don't think that says you can't come speak to the trustees. It just says during a specific work session, he'll make the decision whether it's a work session item. Right.
That's correct.
I'm fine with the wording for what it is.
I just want to go and see if that's...
I didn't have time to research this, but...
All right, take care.
Bye. An executive session is not allowed in an emergency meeting.
Sorry.
So we're done with this bringing items to the work session.
So are we done with both of them?
The one in yellow and all is staying, right?
What I have is topics. Work sessions will not consider any motion or legislation except in case of emergency or other circumstances that require timely action by the board. In general, the topics for discussion are items that are presented by the staff that need direction from the board, items from the board that need addressed by staff, and items that require action at a future meeting and or items raised by the public. Are we all good with that?
Yep.
Okay.
So that one, Julie, was one of the things that we had reviewed last time that we had changed.
I'm fine with everything else. I just didn't like the fact that an employee cannot get something on the agenda if they wanted it on the agenda.
Okay, I'm just clarifying because these are the items in yellow that need to
The green
be
is
discussed.
Discussion topics. Oh. The yellow stuff I changed.
Okay, so...
But that's fine.
Okay, so the paragraph ahead of time, we're two or out of three are good with that. And then I just want to keep going in this section.
Yeah.
The public, vendors, other government agencies, and others who have items to be discussed in workshop sessions shall submit their request to the township administrator. The township administrator will then decide if a workshop or regular business meeting is the appropriate venue and then place it on the agenda if warranted. We're good with that?
Yep.
Julie?
Yeah, as long as they can't get denied, I'm okay with that.
Well... If he decides, he's going to decide yes or no. He don't just decide yes or yes.
No. I don't like it. I think that anybody should be able to bring anything to this meeting. Right? This is where we do our business. If somebody has an issue they want to bring to the meeting, they should be able to bring it to the meeting. Somebody should not be saying, no, you cannot bring that to the meeting.
I understand what you're saying there, Julie, but at some point,
you guys are the trustees, and this is the administrator of the township, and so he does have responsibilities, and we, you guys give him responsibilities, take care of things. It's not that, and I think that, I would hope that you trust his judgment, that if he saw that an individual really wanted to come speak, that he would allow it, regardless whether he, you know, he would make room for it. He's, this is just giving him the right to tell somebody, you're not going to a trustee meeting to say someone else stole your bunny socks. I mean,
right.
That's, I'm using a silly example, but I just think that that's
so for the public vendors, other government agencies, and others who have items to be discussed in workshop sessions, it's, I don't really get the ability to say no to them. I just decide if a workshop or a regular meeting is appropriate and then place it on the agenda.
Well, I mean, take it, for example, just this last thing, the archive social. You guys did the first vetting, and then you brought it to us to say, do you want to hear from them more, or what should we do? But if he had said, I want to come to a meeting, you, maybe he did, you said, no, let me hear it first. You did the first filtering.
Mm-hmm. Or,
and that's what we hire you to do. And now, if it was $100,000 a year, I guess you would still bring it to us, but maybe you wouldn't have sat through the presentation.
Probably wouldn't have brought it to you.
Yeah. But that's still, I mean, we're relying, that's why we hired you. We're relying on your judgment to be a filter. And it becomes an issue if nothing ever gets through. I totally agree with that, but that's a whole nother issue.
Okay. So what was your next thing? I was trying to find that. I'm sorry.
Well, there was a thing that said emergency meetings are only allowed at... sorry, I didn't write down where these were.
No, that's okay.
Last night. I was trying to...
Kind of
at least review it before
we... Well, she's looking for hers there. On that first one, election of officers,
mm-hmm.
This is petty, but the last sentence, the new president, well then, it just should be...
She follow, not follow officers.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Emergency meeting is on page 2 that we're looking at.
An emergency meeting is a regular meeting, a special meeting that convenes when a situation requires immediate official action. If the...
Okay, at the beginning of proper procedures, it says the board may only hold an executive session at a regular or special meeting.
Can you tell us what page, Kim?
This is the...
Third to the last.
I should have numbered them, I'm sorry.
Third from the last.
It might be okay because...
Because the emergency meeting is a special meeting.
Okay, and it does say that, right?
Yes,
okay.
in its definition. An emergency...
Sure.
Okay, that's okay then.
Under proper procedures.
Okay.
So there's no issue there.
Okay.
All
right.
I was just thinking...
I understand what
your
issue was there.
So the we talked about this before in the green. This is what we were supposed to talk about, right? The confidentiality policy.
Are we done then with proper procedures like green?
No, we were just okay with the proper procedures. I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't understand jumping all around why we didn't just get it done.
Yeah, we're still there at the proper procedures with the first.
But we just didn't
session.
Talk about the green.
Okay,
yeah,
so let's do that green one.
And then she,
okay. All right, let's do this. So let's go back to page 1. So I'll get our about on the same page. And then we'll go for specific comments after that. Maybe this will be easier.
Okay.
The yellow on the first page with the election of officers. It didn't word right. I think I fixed the wording on it. I went back and looked at some different things because we talked about presiding officer, like maybe they open the meeting. And the only problem with that is, let's say that Don's president of the board at the end of this year, and, or let's use 4 years from now, you're president of the board and best vice president, and you both get beaten in election. You have no more officers of the board. You're always going to have the fiscal officer because her term doesn't end until April or whatever it is. So I went it back to the fiscal officer opens the meeting, calls it to order, and then we'll assume the role as presiding officer and then goes for the nominations for president. And then once the president has been established, then the Yes, we have.
I think this is fun.
Okay, so I've made it read better then. Is everyone?
Okay, I bet.
So another typo is you have a single quote, a double quote around, are there any further nominations?
Okay, thanks. Got it. Circle that.
So page one's done.
So far. So page two is a discussion topic. And that's the time allotment for public comments. We started to talk about this last time. Got side railed, and now we're back. Let me give you this. I don't care what goes in here. I just want everybody to be happy with it. So that's why it's a discussion topic. I don't care if it's none. I don't care if it's 37.2 seconds, just whatever we come up with.
I think 5 minutes is good, and then we can always let them speak again if there's only two people here and they just want to talk. But if we have 50 people here, none of us want to sit for 250 minutes. It doesn't say that you can't come back up again and speak.
Do we want it to say that? I'm asking. I'm going to ask questions during this period of time because I want to make sure that we are what we get what we want.
I can tell you what the school board did. They have an hour maximum total. So that was always the out for the 250 minutes. And the board can agree to either extend the time of the person speaking. So if you only had two people, you know, who cares? You give an extra 5 minutes. Or they can allow them to come back up and speak after everybody else has spoken. And also,
can
give your time to somebody else.
Okay, can I ask a quick question on the, if you only have two people speaking, that's because they know in advance because they have those cards, correct? Okay. I mean, we've tried that. It's not really done well for us as far as that goes.
Well, people here say, just they keep saying, I'll fill out the card afterwards, Debbie. And that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is...
Right.
Because
but we can fix that, right? We can just say, either you fill out a card or you don't speak. And when they hand you the card, you set it on the table, and when it's time for that, you say, okay, Natalie wants to speak on whatever the subject she
wants. So I'm just saying, we'll have to fix that part of it.
Right,
because
we can fix that.
Otherwise, we don't know if there's two or there's 20. You know, I mean...
But we do have a maximum room size.
Correct. Correct.
But yeah, I mean, it could be hell over there, and you could have the 50.
Correct. So, I mean, that way we get a handle on that so we know, oh, there's only two people, we can extend their time,
yeah.
Versus, well, I got 20 cards, we're not going to extend that time. So, we, as a procedure, and you know what?
I think I had those other things in the...
I'll need to put this in here about the filling out of the card. I don't think I've got that in here anywhere.
Do we want that?
You tell me. That's the only way you're going to know the amount of speakers you have.
Well, and if it makes it easier for the minutes to be kept, that's fine with me. I
can't, you know, when people get up there, I'm best so-and-so, and I live at a blah, 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 and it's like, what the hell was her last name?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't always know how to spell it, but at least if you could... understand. So that's the benefit of the card for me is
okay,
their name.
Okay.
I never put their address in the minutes. But stating their name clearly, sometimes they don't do that. And I don't know how to spell it, but last name.
Well, and if they need a card, we just have to, in the very beginning of the meeting,
yep.
remind
and
them
I do
that
think
they have to do
correct.
If it was a large crowd, then those would be beneficial because then...
Be very beneficial with
you
a large
could,
crowd.
Because then you could go through and say, okay, we've already heard on that topic. Do you have anything different to say then?
Well, the other thing I think...
Right, because I've heard people do that at meetings.
I think also that it helps, too, with, you know, the kind of pleads to the audience, you know, where you get down and it's like, I'm going to give you the last and final call. If anybody has anything to say, you could just say,
right.
It's time for public comments. Debbie, who's our first one? She says one, she says two, no more cards, public comments are over.
And they are normally, like at the school, we do them in the order people submit them, because then there's no complaining about, oh, you put all these people first, or these people last, or, you know.
You just did it in how they came.
We just do it in the order that they're they were given to the treasurer.
I would say you just do them in whatever order, because I keeping them in order. If there's one or two, not a big deal. If you're 50, that might be tough, but yes.
Well, when they hand it to them, you just put it on the stack and then turn the stack over.
I'm just saying, yeah. If you got 50, it might be. I wouldn't put that in the meeting.
If we ever get 50 people come, it'll be something on it.
Yes. All right, I'm for cards. That's fine. If that works better for you, Debbie.
I don't like giving your time to somebody else.
I don't either.
I mean, if you don't want to speak, don't
speak.
So how do they do that, Julie? Just how do you give your time to someone else? Do you say, like, when they give the paper, like, I'm Julie Reese and I want to give my 5 minutes to Beth? Or does when your time comes up for you, you go, hey, Beth can come back up and talk?
Yeah, when the time comes up. Because usually they're going to speak, but, you know, say that person's already talking about what you want to talk about and you like what they're saying, or, you know, I don't know. It doesn't happen very often.
Large crowds, I could just see people saying, you know, right. Everybody standing up letting this one person continue and continue by saying,
no.
Just give them my time. I don't know if that ever happens.
I've seen that on some online.
No, it doesn't happen very often. Usually it happens when they have a 5 minute limit. And so, you know, what happens is they're reading something. A lot of times people come prepared and it goes over the 5 minutes. So the next person or down the line will say, let them finish. You know, and then give them that time. But it doesn't happen very often.
So what are we doing? You share or not share?
Light enough to let people not finish
sure.
Their sentence.
I'm not sure. Where that's my vote.
Julie?
I don't think it's a big deal, so I mean, I'm pretty flexible in letting the public speak because I want to hear what they have to say. So if somebody decides they don't want to speak and somebody else speaks for them or speaks in their place, I don't have a problem. Like I said, it just doesn't happen that often. And it was in the case where there was probably 20 people there speaking. I can't remember it happened more than twice.
I mean, I can see where it would really come into play, you know, if, let's say you just had a hotly contested issue and, you know, a group of people worked on a prepared statement that was 4 pages long and they, you know, you run out of time at the second page, and, you know, that everyone is in agreement with that statement or something like that. I can see where that would be, but I'm trying to think of a way that you could do
they
that.
They could hammer out their statement.
And then someone else finish it? I mean, I'm just asking.
Well, I mean, they could just hand it out for people to read.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Attorney,
I told you I was going to ask a lot of questions. I want to make sure
we get
this.
Doesn't get it on the record. That's why people get to stand up and speak.
Should get it. If they give it to the people, it should be on the record. It should be as part of their minutes if the document's given to us.
I don't think that's true, is it, Kevin?
Nobody's ever given me a document. Well, that's not true. Someone has given me a document before and said, I want this in the minutes, and I put it in there. I forget who that was.
This happened a few times.
Yeah. If somebody wants what they say, they've actually said, I want this in the minutes. And
a public person has
has handed us the document of what they wanted in there. And it hasn't been too long ago. I mean, obviously, before you took office. But,
but if somebody hands something, usually, I mean, I thought that what they just put in there was provided a document to the board.
We put the actual thing in there.
If they give it to us, yes. So, I mean, if they're not willing to give it to us and they're just giving it to the public, then
we haven't received it.
We haven't received it. So.
No, I mean, if somebody gave the board a document.
The other thing we've done, we haven't, like to say they just gave us a document and it was like 5 pages long, then what's happened with the minutes is Beth Van Haren gave a document to the board, see attachment X or whatever. And we've just, you know, made a copy of it and put it in the back of the minutes. Okay, so 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Board can extend that if they want.
Now, this is going to sound dumb, and I may be the only guy that's a fax. If we're going to do 5 minutes, have some kind of damn counter.
We will. That people can see.
I spoke at the board meeting last night at Bethel, and Danny Elam's up there with his piece of paper.
Yeah.
Well, I can't read that freaking paper.
I've told him like 20 times. They have an 8.5 by 11 size sheet of paper that has a big B on it, and then another like or something.
And it says like 30 seconds.
I don't know what it says. I had to ask.
Which wasted you 30 seconds.
It's
3 minutes,
far away.
Two minutes, 1 minute. Well, I see a guy flashing a paper. I'm thinking, there's something going on.
How about instead of letting people use each other's time, is that the board president can let them keep going if they so desire? The danger with that, and
Don, it's a real danger. He likes to let people slip.
Well, the danger with that is that I let Don continue on. I don't let Andy, and I cut you. I mean,
Well, and also the thing that you have to do is, like, and this is specifically for zoning cases, you know, that the public comment section is not part of the hearing or the thing of that. In other words, I've had this happen more in the zoning commission meetings themselves, where they're like, well, you just let the applicant speak for an hour. Well, that's because he was giving his presentation to the board. It wasn't a public comment.
Right.
It was the presentation to the board. We just have to be careful with that and realize what is what. What's a public comment versus what's a presentation to the board. Mm-hmm. For instance, Sheriff Duchek came and gave well longer than 5 minutes flock camera presentation. That was a presentation, not a public comment.
Yes.
Right.
So just have to be aware of what those are. So we're okay with 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. We need a counter.
And I don't care if they share or don't share. It doesn't make a difference to me. But I suppose that you should keep them to 5 minutes and then... Because you run the risk of, after I suggest not to do that, you run the risk, if there's a lot of people, of cutting off somebody but not somebody else, and then people.
Right, and it should be the entire board that decides, not just the president.
I meant in the minutes, in the motion, like in the, because otherwise he's going to turn and say, or the president, whoever it is, well, what do you think, should we let them go? But then if you say yes and I say no, then it looks like I don't want to have anybody talk. So then we all say yes, so then you might as well, why even ask us,
Well, the thing that I think you run into a big problem with just arbitrarily letting someone because they have two more pages of stuff to read, then you run out of your time limit at the end, and somebody else has, because you're doing it as they turn them in, right? So the very last guy has a five-page thing to read, and you go, well, we're out of time, we're keeping you to this, so... I just want to make sure we address that. I mean, and honestly, a lot of this stuff isn't going to happen. And I know that's why, you're kind of smiling. But some of these bigger times when we took public comments at our highly controversial stuff, that comment section has gone on for over an hour.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say. And see, this is why I don't like stuff tape. Because I'm going to say, this is bullshit. All right? If it's 5 minutes, it's 5 minutes.
I'm agreeing.
It's the same thing. You got to have property that's 300 foot wide. Oh, you don't have it? Well, you go to the Board of Zoning Appeals and they'll give that to you. What is the point of a rule if you don't follow it? I don't like rules. Only make the rules you want to follow.
And you're right. That's why I was saying that I don't think the discretion should be given to let someone else finish up. You got 5 minutes unless you predetermine that it's okay to go longer than that.
I don't care if it's 1 minute, 1 hour, or 1 day, but whatever it is, we follow.
Because I don't want to give one to one person and then not the same consideration to the other.
Exactly.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
So no extension. 5 minutes.
Right, no extension. And are we sharing or not sharing?
No.
Okay, that's fine. I can live with that. I'm good.
All right. So I just want to make sure.
Not open to speak. They don't have an issue.
Right. Okay.
So one thing I would just like to make sure is if somebody stands up and then somebody on the panel starts talking, that doesn't count as part of their 5 minutes, right?
Yeah,
timer
should stop.
Right, yeah, time should stop. Totally agree.
Or if they have a clarification or they have a statement that they want to say, that should not include their time.
Or I should just cut them off and tell them it's not their time.
Right.
Yes.
So.
Now, the other thing we talked about with what the school did, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. you know, you said if only two people show up, they might give them longer than 5 minutes. We're not doing that, right? We're just doing 5 minutes, period, no matter how many people.
It's 5 minutes, it's 5 minutes.
Gotcha. Just want to make sure.
Now, did you want to have any kind of overall time limit, like an hour, or?
Which is not a bad idea, either.
If we have 50 people, it goes to 50 minutes. How do we...
Public comment period will be limited to...
That's another reason.
1 hour per session.
First serve, right?
Yeah.
Everybody like that?
That's fine. 1 hour's fine.
Now, are we going to allow that to be extended by the board, or no?
Yeah, buddy.
Well, I think it's...
Yep.
Two extra people.
It'll be a little after that. I got a whole piece of equipment after work, and I'll be over sometime shortly after that.
So then we're going to say it can be extended by the board.
I would think so. I mean, if we got 50 other people.
Don, is that okay?
What's that?
If we have the hour time limit, that it can be extended by the board?
Yes.
Okay. By majority decision of the board? Okay.
It should never be one person because that causes...
I like it, that's why I asked.
Someone to say, oh, you just didn't like what was being said, or, you know.
Right, I got it.
This way, no excuses, that's majority.
I got a question on this last sentence, and some of this is kind of hard for me to read. I think my eyes are going bad on this green time allotted.
Mm-hmm.
The board may request that persons who are unable to speak at the meeting return and speak at another meeting of the board or submit correspondence to the board.
So time runs out, you didn't get to talk.
Okay.
You come back next time.
Sometimes I'm out and never land.
No, I'm right there with you sometimes.
Well, that's a lot.
I didn't know who was unable to speak.
Yeah.
If they was emotional or what the hell the deal.
Okay, so next page after that starts off with resolutions at the top. I made some changes down there to the agenda that we talked about just here in this meeting. And there's no other green or yellow on that page.
Okay.
Adjustment of agenda. Oh, wait, maybe I've moved down to the next
page. You're on the next page.
Okay.
So that should have been a green one because it says please discuss after that. Mm-hmm. I got my colors mixed up.
In a regular meeting.
In a regular meeting, Beth Van Heeren says, I want to add this resolution to the agenda. Or this item to the agenda. My question to you is it by individual trustee? Is it, once that makes a request, do they then have to have a motion and a second and a vote? How is that done?
Doesn't somebody make a motion to... put something else on the agenda, and then you vote on it,
yes.
And then it either passes or fails,
yes.
To put it on,
and then you act on that.
And,
right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, I think it needs a motion and a second. I mean, I may want to talk about whatever,
and
nobody else wants to do it.
New thing to the agenda, yeah.
And the reason I did this, because I was reading through the adjustment of the agenda, and it just said how I had it before, was the agenda may be adjusted by any time if found necessarily by the board. I didn't have how that was done or
anything.
Yeah,
I think majority.
Okay. And I'll rework that in there. Figure out
so
there.
It has to be majority?
Yeah,
I think so.
Add an item to the agenda, it has
or
to be
take one off.
A majority decision, or take one off, has to be a majority decision of the board.
Well, and take one off, it just doesn't get seconded. Right? I mean, if there's
a time that you just don't want to take action on an item.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you don't want it to die for lack of a second. You just don't want to take action on an item.
Right.
For any given reason.
Right.
You can say, I'd like to make a motion to remove resolution or whatever from the agenda.
Okay.
That doesn't, that,
gotcha.
That creates the action from happening.
Right, okay. Yeah, I see.
And there may be a time that needs to happen for some strange reason. I mean, it's kind of the same as tabling it in that sense.
But all three have to.
Well, but if you table it, you have to take action at the next meeting,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
So if you just
remove it from the agenda.
Yeah.
But all three have to say yes.
No, majority.
Oh, majority. Sorry. I was got unanimous on my brain.
from the library.
So the, so then how it would work would be the majority would place it on the agenda, and then you would take action just like any other item.
Okay.
To make sure we're all clear.
Yep, I'm good with that.
Or remove.
So altering, yeah, so it says alter.
Yes. Okay, so that was the only thing on that page, unless anybody had anything else there. The next one was topics, which I think we didn't have.